The internet is good for kids and having lots of fun. A place to learn, play games and chat and how to twerk your buns. Poke your friend on Facebook and hope it's not a creepo. Find the racist database, build up your racist lingo.
And remember, kids, don't search murder in Google.
Society is crumbling. Information overload, man. We're drowning in a quagmire of vid clips, email,
and sound bites.
We can't absorb it all. There's only one sane solution. Blow it up!
There's nothing more dumb than a kid.
Yeah, and speaking of kids, welcome to Bang the Internet, the only internet podcast that's all like,
let's be friends,
but not get arrested for it.
So we're talking about kids and the internet today, and I think we have a pretty heavy subject on our hands.
And it's because kids are more obese today than ever, and that is one of the reasons that they're so horrible.
Bingo. It's weird. We're oddly in sync today. I was thinking that exact same thing.
Yeah, we're like, you are right.
We'll just move forward.
I think by saying that, I just disproved your theory.
I think it more disproved that you're able to like form a coherent thought for longer than a couple
seconds. It is such a dark and dreary day. It's amazing that we even rolled out of bed to bring you this quality entertainment as we do.
Yeah, how about this weather, huh, people?
That's the best thing to say in a show. Like, oh, great. I'm listening to some guys talk about the weather at their specific part in the world at some time that I don't really give a damn about, and I hate this show. What is this, the weather podcast? The weather channel? The podcast?
And you're probably wondering whether we're going to get on topic and start talking about kids today, huh? Am I right? Yeah, so anyway, kids online.
Well, this is the first generation that's really... Kids are finally, like, totally... online nowadays. See, like we had it like later on, so we were wiser, much wiser.
Yeah.
We're filled with wisdom because we lived in a time before the internet existed. Literally, we were born before the internet.
We were wiser, now we're misers.
Yeah.
I guess my thing is like you can sign up for a Facebook account at what, 12, 13 years old?
That's if you're telling the truth.
If you're telling the
truth. Okay, then, and what are the barriers for a child to access the power known as the World Wide Web? To basically, a child to infiltrate this huge pool of evil that we have, as we've established before.
Yeah, it's like, there's no barriers. I mean, from Facebook to porn sites, they ask you for...
Yeah.
Right.
At porn sites, remember the first time you ever tried to go on one of those? Are you 18? And you're like, you know, 9. And you're like,
I hope they don't find out and arrest me. It's such a dark...
And then you get by and you're like, oh, I could get by with... And then you just sign up for anything.
Well, it's funny because a friend of mine, her son was really like, kind of concerned because her son is now on Instagram, and she puts this thing up and she's like, my son's on Instagram. I'm not sure. Like, I'm kind of concerned about this. Are there any pitfalls I should know about? And people were like, honey, you had no idea. Let him get on Facebook. Then your worries will expand exponentially. Yeah. That's kind of sad. I mean, I guess my thing about Facebook is that, okay, what's the slippery slope we're getting at here? A kid who's like 9 or 10 gets on Facebook, and then they want to share their photos with their friends.
And then they want to start sexting each other. Here's what happens.
Hold on.
Like, Facebook is like the perfect, it's like a IV needle of advertisements that just gets stuck into your arm. It's just pumping advertisements straight into your bloodstream.
I mean, that's true, but is it not true about TV?
This is more intrusive.
Okay.
It's just there all the time. You're always getting bombarded with advertisements. Commercials you can walk away from. And, you know, it's a break. It's a commercial break. I take a hike when I see that break.
I mean, you're right about the sense that commercials are inherently culturally seen as an annoying kind of thing. Like, almost like there is a negative connotation already associated with them. Whereas with some things, the advertisements are more low-key or kind of weaved into the content in such a way that they don't even know they're being advertised to.
Yeah, and what do they advertise to the kids? They're like, hey kids, buy these new hot pants. Miley's wearing them. Or they're like, hey kids, go drink and crash your car. The Beeb's doing it. Or they're like, hey, kids, buy more toys. No, kids don't even have toys anymore. See, that's so stupid. Kids don't have toys. They just have the things that adults, that you should have had to wait to be an adult to get, like a computer.
It's interesting because even the toys that we grew up on or that are still popular are being more and more integrated into the web. Lego, for example. Can we talk about Lego?
Yeah, like Lego used to be these plastic bricks and you'd snap them together in real life.
Mm.
And now they're just video games and TVs. Like,
It's like the Lego world still exists, but it's all like, it's weird because it gives this kind of misconception about what it means to build something with Legos. It's like you see all these cool things through the cartoons and like the movies and the video games. And now kids are like, well, crap, I can never build that in real life. So I should just play the game.
Once I walked up to a kid, I was like, hey, kid, here's a Lego set. Build it right now. I dare you. And he goes, what is this? The video game? I don't get it. And he tried to control it with his iPhone. I'm like, you stupid asshole. You're so stupid. I'm so much smarter than you because I'm a big, strong man. I could like just kick you down right now. You idiot. That's what I told him.
Oh, how sweet.
But he didn't even know it because he couldn't hear me because he was too busy texting on his iPad. He's like, hey, what are you up to all his friends? And they're like, NM. And like, that's just what they do. They're like, let's hang. And they're like, K. And then they just send each other some emoticons and like they're hanging out. Wow, that's great. Great way to play.
As much as we'd like to continue like berating and chastising children for the rest of the podcast.
It was just that one kid.
We should. Oh, yeah, it's just that one kid. Cool. Forget that kid.
Yeah.
Well, but the thing is, it's the internet that's the enemy here. The internet is becoming a part of their lives at an earlier and earlier age. Kids now are so like
into vampires.
Well, yeah, but they're so into the internet now that when they see a TV, they think it should swipe like a touchscreen. Like I've seen a 2-year-old boy go up to the TV and put his hands on the screen and try to move what's going on the TV. I never would have done that. I would have, at that age, I would have been like, well, that's stupid. What's that kid doing? But now it's like, I totally understand why he's doing that.
It's kind of like, you know, like drumsticks, the ice cream cones. And you know, like, they didn't used to have that awesome, succulent chocolate nugget at the bottom.
Yeah.
You know, that big pool, like, the golden finish. Uh-huh. Like, oh, man, thank God that's it. They didn't used to have that. This is the time before the internet. And just drumsticks didn't used to have that. And then, like, one company started doing it, and that became, like, the standard. Now, if you don't get that, and you get to the bottom of an ice cream cone, in the rare case it might not be there, even though it's probably not, because everybody has to do it now, it's like, what the hell is wrong? It just ruins the whole drumstick eating experience.
Even though you're like already done with it, basically. Like you suddenly didn't like it. Because that's
the
point.
Like you get to like the bad end of it. It's like when you're at the bad end of like the Pop-Tart. Like you get like through it and you get this crust piece. You're like, oh, man, I hate this piece. I don't want to eat it. Just nasty, like dry white flour.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, why didn't I think better? Usually I would just eat the crust first because just get it out of the way. Like this is my torture moment. And then I get to the sweet, succulent.
I'm glad that your examples are all foods that kids are familiar and
because
enjoy.
As a kid, when I was a kid, I actually used to eat food, kid food. Now they eat their megabytes and their computer chips.
Nice. Good analogy there for once.
Oh, and that's what I was saying about the ice cream cone is that's how TVs, it's like they expect it to be like that chocolate piece, but it's not. They don't have the swipe function, so they get angry. And then they get violent. And then they go to the internet and they start bullying each other. And that leads to sadness. Why would anybody bully a child? A sweet child. God's
going back to the Facebook thing. So it's a slippery slope. The kids being on Facebook, they start posting their photos. And what do you got on Facebook? Well, at least 60 to 70% pedophiles.
Yeah.
And then it's your kids. It's like 70% pedophiles, 25% kids, and like 5% like, and that's just like me and you.
Yeah. It's like sending your kids into like a Catholic priest convention. Like, hey, kids, have a good time. Hope nothing bad happens to you. And there's a scoutmaster meeting next door.
Man, you just pissed off a lot of people with that, I'm sure.
Well, like the Scoutmaster population.
Yeah. You'd be surprised at how many of our listeners are Scoutmasters.
There's a lot of Scoutmasters in America. They outnumber the Scouts. It's okay because, you know, like you could make fun of something if you're part of that. Like I can make fun of, you know, brown haired people being one of them. Uh-huh. So I was a priest once. Was a Catholic and a Scout. So totally fair. You can't revoke my license.
You were a Catholic and a Scout. And a man.
Once upon a time.
Wow. You learn something every day.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got pedophiles on Facebook, you got chocolate at the bottom of cones, and bad Pop-Tart crusts. Internet's a bad place for the kiddies.
So you got your kids on the Facebook, and what do they see but Justin Bieber? Oh.
It's like a sort of rhyme you did there. It's like you backed out of a rhyme. But yeah, Justin Bieber. So this guy, he built his career. He got discovered, you know, using the internet. He really built a lot of his fan base.
And it wasn't the adults that made him big.
No. It might be some of the adults we previously mentioned, but mostly kids.
Oh, yeah. The SMs.
They're probably not so into him anymore. He's too old. But the kids, they stuck around. It's like as soon as he got too old for the pedophiles.
Kids are kind of like pedophiles. Like they love kids. What's that about? We should arrest all the kids. Then they can't go on the internet and see all these dirty things.
Just throw them
in jail and it'll be nice and safe.
That's an interesting fact. Side note. Have you ever thought about like when you were attracted to a girl and like when you were like 14 or 13?
You're like
and
a
now,
creep.
Yeah. Like now you think back and you're like, I was into a 13-year-old girl. Like, I don't know, like, it's a little weird.
And there's no female sexual characteristics, so what is it that you like at that point?
Right. I think it's I don't know. I don't even want to start talking about it any further.
Right? Like, I'm afraid of what I might reveal to myself about my childhood. I might have a mental breakdown of this radio show. Boy, ratings are really scoring. Ryan went nuts on that show.
And he outed himself as, like, a sexual deviant by the end of the show.
Yeah, well, my name is Ryan Fitzpatrick, and I was a 12-year-old pedophile once.
So what happens? Are you supposed to just start liking people when you're an adult?
I mean, or yeah, as a kid, I think that's it.
Although technically as a kid, there were plenty of adult women I was attracted to, so it's not like I was exclusively. Maybe you're in love with the idea that the girl that you're looking at is going to become.
Yeah, I'd like that's going to help me sleep better at night if I think that.
That girl's, yeah, little kids listening to this, don't worry. You're only attracted to that girl because she's going to eventually look like Scarlett Johansson.
Or like Emily Dickinson. And then, uh-oh, maybe I should rethink this one.
you start to think
about, you know what's weird? I just realized we have put down the two most depressed poets of all time in both sexes.
Yeah.
We've ripped on Edgar Allan Poe and Emily Dickinson, the two people who really don't need any more.
Yeah, that's true. Well, let's look at some websites. I mean, the best way to explore how the internet's affecting kids is to just see how the internet's affecting
kids.
Let's
browse the internet through a web browser.
So what are kids into? Nickelodeon, right?
I mean, yeah.
Who's not in... Oh, Nick, sorry. Sorry. Everything's
got to be all trendy now.
Oh, Nick. I'm into Nick.
Yeah. Whoa. Like, oh, what is Nickelodeon? An antiquated term. Nickelodeon is such an old It's like from like the 30s or something.
It is true. It's like, and I don't, I really never
understood. Not that kids would know that.
As a kid, I never understood the context. I'm like Nickelodeon. I just thought it was like some kind of weird word they made up because they were fun and kiddy.
Are all kids illiterate now because they don't know how to type because they just use emoticons? That's another weird thing. I've had people say emoticon, like verbalize emoticons to me many times. Like, hey, smiley face. I'm like, what the hell does that mean? I've actually seen them do this. Kid you not. They've tried to like replicate the emoticons with their face. So I see them and they like they do this weird thing with their mouth where they like turn it upwards. And I'm like, what the hell is this?
Does it make us
I
sound?
Feel like I'm taking crazy pills right now. Or once I saw a cat and I thought it was an emoticon. And I was very confused. And that's another problem with kids these days. They're confusing me with real life. Once I was in a surgery room and I saw the surgeon and I was like, hey, Serge, what's up? And he's like, NM. And then he pulls out a heart and I thought he was in love with me. I hugged him and he's like, stop it. I'm performing surgery. And I kept hugging him because I thought he was in love with me. And I was like, got a new friend. He just gave me an emoticon and he lost the patient. People in surgery are dying across America because of the internet.
Well, okay, so we're on Nickelodeon. We're on nick.com. The first thing I see on their little rotating image gallery.
Ain't kids.
They're telling us to vote for the Kids' Choice Awards 2014. Here is a perfect example of evil. So kids go to the TV and they watch Nickelodeon, right? And then this little commercial comes up and says, hey, kids, vote in the Kids' Choice Awards 2014, hosted by probably Jack Black. And they go, then where do they go to vote? The internet. So even the TV shows that we love so much as kids is directing our children to go to the internet. Let's go to another one. Pop Tropica. So Pop Tropica is like...
I don't know. I think I like this one.
It's a game site, I think. For kiddies.
Kids are always playing games online. What's that about? Did you ever notice that kids on the internet, they're always playing games online? What's up with that?
Oh, wow. This is weird. Oh, so you can.
It asks how old are you, and it's a range from 6 to 15. You know what? I bet that they're like, how old are you? And, you know, 6 through 15. Well, there's no sort of, like, legal requirements at that point. Like, you know, like, are they not going to let you do it if you're 6 or only 15? Probably not. So, first of all, that's racist because what if you're 16? So that's racist. That's 16 plus years old and like less than 6 year olds or whatever.
I think you might be confused about what
and
race
also,
is.
Also, like, why do they need to know? I bet you this is like a secret advertiser function. And they're like, how old are you? Ooh, just innocent. Well, they're figuring out your demographics right now. They have you create your character. Like, they give you like skin color and stuff. They're like, okay, in there, your clothes. Look at how much information you're providing this game. Your age. Your desired ethnicity, what kind of clothes you want to wear that you're into and stuff. They're probably like, do you like Levi's or Ralph Lauren?
Oh, I'm sorry. What'd you say? This is actually really fun.
I'm sorry.
Wow. This makes me want to buy things. Sorry. Look, see, that's what's wrong with the internet. Like, look what just happened there. I was hypnotized. And you know what I saw?
Face of hell.
Yeah. It's like they pull you into this internet and it becomes this big fun toy. And so then it's like, what other toys does the internet provide?
Dude, when I was a kid, you know what we had? We had GAC.
And
we
GAC!
Yeah, and we had... We had our GAX, we had our putties, and then we also had like Zlap and like Floop. We had all kinds of great squishy, oozy toys of a variety of consistencies.
Whoa.
Now, oh man, is that like ass injections the game?
With Dora the Explorer.
Oh my god, take a screenshot of that. This is going up on the website. If you have to look at this.
What the? So...
There's this other... my god, this is too easy.
So, okay, so you're
butt injections with Dora the Explorer. This has got to be... Click on that game. Wait, what is the game? Injection Learning with Dora. This is ridiculous.
This is like,
okay, the game says Injection Learning with Dora. There's Dora the Explorer.
Clearly for kids.
And there is a person lying down and you only see its butt.
What?
She slapped. This has got to be like...
Oh!
Is this actually a kid's site?
I don't know. Here's my thing, though. Like, I can't tell if this is actually a kid's site. It's called Y8.com. It seems like it's probably for... Because there's SpongeBob games and stuff.
Yeah,
But look, here's my thing. You play a website like Poptropica.
Well, this is definitely geared towards kids, whether...
You know. Right, exactly. You play a website like Poptropica with games for kids that are literally for kids. And then kids seek out other games for them. Well, if their friend's like, hey, there's this cool Dora the Explorer game on this website called Y8... Then they go check it out, and now they're slapping a butt, a bare butt.
And giving it injections.
And then Dora cries. It's really dark.
I mean...
This is going to lead us right back into the pedophile conversation.
See, I mean, like, yeah, for all of you that were judging me earlier...
What is this?
Now look at this. I'm just commenting on the horrible things that our children are exposed to. Like, you know, people used to think, like, oh, Ren and Stimpy was weird or whatever. But,
This is, you know what? This is one of those sites I think that is meant to be disturbing, but it's just like, it's such a weird entry point because it's like, this is SEO friendly, SpongeBob nose doctor. And then it looks like a whole rhinoplasty thing where you're like giving SpongeBob a nose job.
Now, see, that's, I will disagree on that. I think that this is a good, at least we're training our surgeons better, even though emoticons are ruining surgery across America at a rapid and frightening pace.
Gun blood. What's that good for, Ryan?
Gunblood?
Mm-hmm.
It teaches you how to be in a gang. Games lead to gangs. That's Freud said that.
So, all right, this probably isn't a kid's site, but I feel like, you know, this is one of those sites that kids probably are aware of and tell each other about because the characters they're familiar with are on this site. I mean, let me just read some of these games. How about that? Let's see, we got Gunblood, of course. We already talked about that. SpongeBob Nose Doctor.
Whack your ex. Does that mean like murder your ex?
Twisted Cooking Mama. There's a chicken head on the table.
Look.
See, it's like warped versions of things kids already are doing.
Craig, let's take it a step back. What is a kid? Actually, a kid is a small, lumpy creature. It's a squishy little creature with a foul mouth. And an underdeveloped brain. How does that make you feel?
I'm trying to figure out which part of that is exclusive to kids. You know what I always heard? It takes a village to raise a child. Well, what is the internet really? It's a community, right? Not unlike a village, right? And so now that saying has a whole new dark context because now you're saying it takes the internet to raise a child. And now all our kids are evil.
The internet is all kids' moms now.
So, Ryan, imagine you're a kid again. Imagine you're about 10 years old.
10 and a half.
Nice round number. That's not a round number. You're 10.
When I was 10, I'd say, I'm Wayne and I'm 10 and a half years old.
You were British at 10, apparently. My thing is, okay, so imagine you're in this crazy, like,
do you think that British people talk like babies?
Yeah.
Anyway, go on.
Or that, or I think that you do a poor baby impression. But anyway, Imagine you're in the, like, hedge maze from The Shining, but you know that at the end of that maze is the coolest thing you've ever seen in your life, and it's glowing, and you can see it illuminating the sky from
It'd
the maze.
It'd probably be some sweet gack. Or some silly putty.
There you go.
That was a great toy.
Man, there's some gack at the end of that maze, man. And so you're going down that maze, but as you go, every wrong path you turn down, one has like a guy like stabbing someone, and you're like, oh no, that's horrifying. And then you go down another wrong path, and it's like some guy trying to sell you My Little Ponies, and you don't want My Little Ponies. You a boy. You don't want no My Little Ponies. So you go back the other way, and there's some other horrifying thing. Facebook. That's the other thing. You go down one wrong path, and some guy just pokes you in the eye. And he's like, hey, you want a comment? And the kid's like, I don't know what you are.
Hey, it hurts me.
Yeah. You got, like, weird feelings. It's just, it's dark. And then the whole time, Jack Nicholson's chasing you. So there's that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Forgot about him, didn't you?
They always do.
He's still there. Waiting. All that internet makes Jack a dull boy. So by the time you get to your gack, you got a missing eye. Your, like, mind is twisted and warped and angry. And you don't want to do anything with the gap, but just it in your hands. And that's what the internet is to kids. They try to get to what they want, but then along the way, they get made evil.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Advertisements, gross websites they shouldn't be on. So, I mean, it's like, it's a mess. And it's like putting your kids in the middle of that mess, putting our kids, putting the world's kids.
Having kids on the internet is sort of like a real life comparison would be if we just combined all of our places that we go to, like if we had a bar, basically if there were only bars
yeah,
and the bars also sold like food or whatever, but if the bar was the shopping place and also a bar and it had like clothes and stuff and you could buy toys there, but it also had kids, like imagine like a Ronald McDonald type thing, but for a bar.
Links to like bars in Sweden or McDonald's in Sweden.
Surly McJoly. Yeah, it's like and it's just like, come on, kids, hang out with the adults and stuff. Like, think about that. Then people are just being filthy and falling all over each other and doing dirty things. And then there's also like they're selling merchandise and they're hawking their products at you.
It's like,
and then there's other kids there, and it's just, you know, like there's a corner and some kid, like 6 year old, is talking to like two old bums. And
okay, you got me thinking. The internet, it's like that old McDonald's commercial. You remember those burgers? I forget what they're called, the big and tasty, or like,
oh yeah,
the ones that
big, tasty, tasty, big, big, big and tasty.
Yeah. Were those the ones that they marketed like the commercial was that kids, they were for adults? There was some burger at McDonald's that was like that. And it was like these kids and they're like, yeah, yeah, we some cool kids. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they like take a bite out of the burger and they're like, and like it shows like an adult eating it and like, it's an adult taste.
And he knocks the kid over.
For the record, I always thought it was weird. I was a kid when those commercials were out and I'm like, what's in this burger? This makes it disgusting to kids, but delicious to adults.
Onions. Duh. Onions are like kid poison. they're like the garlic to vampires. You put onions and vegetables for the coop. And the kids like they start crying and they run into the pantry and they open up a bag of white flour and just shoving it in their mouth. Oh, that's so much better. Oh, thank God.
That's funny.
And then they eat raw sugar. Kids diet.
I picture a kid shoving his face into powdered sugar and it just
the kid is Scarface.
It's the idea, we got way off track, but the idea that this is a thing that's not really made for kids, that is trying to rope kids in so that when they become adults, they're already acclimated with it. Like, that's a big thing now. Like, we're trying to get kids knowledgeable about the internet so that when they're adults, they can get jobs, because all jobs involve the internet now. But at the same time, we're killing them.
in a death maze from The Shining and nasty hamburgers. Goodbye, everybody. We had the worst. I'm sorry, like, if you're new to the show, but our analogies, you're just going to have to, you just got to kind of bear with us.
Don't apologize. We got nothing to apologize for. This is free.
Yeah, you ain't paying for it.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, then go away.
Or pay us for it, and then I'll shut up. That's what this episode will be. All right, Chris, let's create a really creepy episode that turns off all of our listeners, and we'll just say, hey, you want us to shut up? Your kids might hear this.
Yeah.
They're on it.
Let's see.
Hey, like it or not, your kid's on the internet. So you send us money, or it's the end of your kids, honey.
Yeah, you try to put together an internet show, and it turns into this big old nasty.
Big and tasty. But it ain't so tasty. It's a big and nasty. Big, big, nasty, nasty, big, big, a big and nasty. That's the way our show goes. And you know it. You know. It's like a fat piece of meat with stinky onions on it. Don't get your kids, man.
Because you know they need meat.
Hey, yeah. If you don't mind, if you had a dumpster bar and you threw your kids in the dumpster with all the drunken old bar guys... And all the dirty things that go on there. Just throw them in the red light district. The internet is the red light district for children.
Yeah, these analogies keep getting more and more real and dark. Actually, no, that's not true. We went from the shiny maze to the big and tasty, which I guess you
could. Yeah, that was actually a really light-hearted transition. Yeah. Nothing rounds out a convo like a sweet big and tasty from McDonald's. Do parental controls work?
No.
Let me ask you this. Do you, like, when I was a kid... And I was on AOL when you had to, like, that was the internet. I had the horribly restrictive parental controls. Like, I think it censored out Doritos.com. But, like, then again, it allowed me to go into chat rooms, which is much worse than any sort of, like, you know, professional or, like, a legitimate website from an actual company. I mean, you have to, like... They still have a reputation uphold, so it's not like most companies could put out bad stuff. So you could have at least, you know, sort of let things like Doritos through. But then they let you go in a chat room, and the things in there.
You can't go to Cool Ranch, but you can go to Chat Roulette.
Yep.
Dark.
Yeah.
I mean, like, parental controls, the thing is tough about parental controls. You have a few options. You have, like, services that'll block certain sites, but then you ultimately, if you have to go through and pick keywords and stuff like that. What percentage of the internet do you think is just porn? Like, of all the sites on the internet, what percentage do you think is just straight up porn? I feel like it's probably like 60%.
I'd say it's like all of it.
I feel like it's a large majority of the sites are like pornography.
I remember, when I was a kid, I went to whitehouse.com. It is not whitehouse.gov. I don't know if that site is still that. But
I'm not looking.
Yeah, I wouldn't want the wife to see her old church history.
Right, right. I was looking up the president's speech.
Yeah, that's what you say. Oh, that's what they always say. And I mean, Google, like, that's not a dirty name. I remember when I first heard about Google, I was in grade school, and the teacher said, and you could look things up at Google. I think I was in 7th or 8th grade. And I was like, oh my God, she just said a bad word. I can't say that. Because Mad TV, Stuart had his Google, so it was definitely a wiener joke.
Google, and then now it rules the world.
Yeah, now we say it without batting an eye.
Sex rules the world. The biggest internet site
is a euphemism for your dangus.
So there you go.
As Stephen Brule might say.
I think that's as good a place as any to say TTYL. So... Tell us in the comments, like, how good is the internet for kids? Is it great? Is it hate? Is it a mistake? Let us know. Today's music came from Omi Pallone, Shallow Divide. Second track was from Meet Katie, Whoosh. You can check out both of these artists on SoundCloud. Download the tracks for free. Check them out. If you like them. If you don't, you don't.
And here's the other thing about the internet. What if you're a kid and you listen to our show? This is filthy.
Just absolute filth.
If a child listened to my show, it would just turn into Charles Manson. It's like the King Midas touch. It's the Manson touch of podcast. It's not right. people like me shouldn't be on the air for the internet.
Well, you know, you really got me thinking, like, if our goal of our show succeeds, wouldn't people only get through one episode before they walk away from the internet and never hear us again?